for the fourth time this month, an encampment of tents occupied by asylum seekers, men with no state accommodation, has been cleared by authorities. Around 100 tents were removed from the banks of Dublin's Grand Canal early this morning, the third such encampment along the waterway. 109 men were offered alternative accommodation and buses to locations which were not disclosed to them in advance. We'll talk to a local TD for the area, Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan, shortly, but first our reporter Carol Coleman watched the operation and the erection of new barriers.
I got here around 6:30. New barriers were being put up to secure the area.
We have to move out of the way now. That's one of the barrier trucks coming along.
We're seeing more and more barriers be put up around the city, telling international protection applicants who are extremely vulnerable and have nowhere to go that this isn't a place for them. So tonight, anyone without accommodation won't be sleeping here at the canal. Where they will be sleeping, I don't know.
Olivia Heaton and dozens of others call themselves community volunteers. Several were on hand this morning, they say, to help explain to the men what was happening next.
They were all asking where we're going. They've been asking me for days if they were to get accommodation, where would it be? And our answer always is, we don't know. We don't work for the government. We don't even have a proper official line with the government to be able to work with them as a community group, redirect them to the government staff who are here today. When people are on the buses, then they would be told.
There'll still be people coming to that iPass office today, and will they be handed out tents by some of the NGOs again?
So what normally happens when people arrive is that they're given a sheet with information on it about where they can access things like tents and other services.
You were a bit upset, I could see, that the tents were being trashed.
Yes, so we're trying to salvage as many things as we can. We understand that there are health and safety risks when people are already occupying tents. But we would have had them completely cleaned and ensured they were safe before we would ever use them again. Our worry is, one, that there are going to be new arrivals. There has been a lot of rhetoric in the media from different organisations and the government that they would no longer provide tents. So that is a worry.
Can I ask you what you think of all these barriers along here?
Yeah, it does look ugly. I mean, probably wouldn't walk here unless I had to use it to get to work, so...
Look a bit menacing with all these barriers.
100%, and that's really sad knowing that.
I haven't read about it, but I would imagine because of the people sleeping outside and that they're blocking them from sleeping here and expanding. It doesn't seem like this is the solution. It seems really like a short-term thing. So, and it's awful, you know, I walk this way every morning and it doesn't look right.
That's people along the Grand Canal in Dublin this morning with our reporter Carol Coleman.